Chapter 29. When we first got into orbit at Jaguar Base, I had granted the crew 5 days of shore leave with only a skeleton crew aboard the ship. We had enough volunteers so that no one had to be aboard the ship for more than a day. I was one of those volunteers. My second day was taken up in meetings with Chatterjee and his staff aboard his flagship. The next day I was on duty aboard Valkyrie. So I didn't fly down to the planet until the fourth morning. When we arrived in orbit, I called my folks and we had a quick conversation. I couldn't say exactly when I could drop down to the planet, but would do that as soon as possible. Margaret was on a field exercise, so we connected via video, and I tried to sound upbeat, and she knew something was wrong. Then, while I was packing for the ride down to the planet, my phone beeped. It was my father. "Hi, Dad." I was mildly puzzled, and more than mildly alarmed. If something was wrong with my mother's health, she wouldn't tell me. That would be my father's job, because that's the way my family communicates, which is better than the previous method of us not communicating at all, so... "Hi, Joe. Oh, listen, I don't want to take up your time. Dad, I have literally nothing to do for the next hour. The dropship won't launch until the ship's orbit takes us into position." "What's up?" I asked, steeling myself for bad news. "Your mother's birthday is coming up, you know." "In 2 months, yeah." I loosened my grip on the phone as I shuddered with relief. "I wouldn't ask, but with your schedule, maybe you'll be here in the next 2 months and maybe you won't." "Okay, good point." "She wants to expand the garden. Expand it a lot. Take it from a patch of backyard to a full 5 acres.
5 acres?
"You can't get a decent tomato on this planet unless you grow it yourself. Your mother wants to supply the people who don't have their own plot for a garden. And the Navy, well, there is a huge demand for fresh food since Earth cut back supplies."
"Yeah, I know about that situation."
5 acres of tomatoes? Really?" "Not all tomatoes. She plans to grow sweet corn, cucumbers, have a raspberry patch, that sort of thing. She thought of planting wheat, but supply ships still bring in plenty of wheat flour. Later, we'll expand to add hay. The dairy cattle operation on the other side of the base needs more hay."
"We? This isn't just Mom's project?"
"Well, I still have the contractor job. The steady pay and benefits help. I promised her if she gets the farm going, I'll quit my job."
"Okay. Wow. Good luck with that. You still have the housing unit in town?"
"We do for now. I stay there nights when I work. Your mother stays at the cabin."
He meant their country house.
"Dad, it wouldn't be fair for me to ask people to volunteer to clear land. They'd feel obligated to do it. That was like being voluntold to paint white rocks along the walkway of the sergeant major's house. I hated that shit when I was enlisted."
"I wouldn't ask you to do that, son. Your mother wants a tractor."
"A tractor?
Can you borrow one?"
The base motor pool won't release any of their equipment to civilians. There are no other tractors available for rent or purchase. This is a lot to ask, but could your ship fabricate one?"
"A tractor? Jeez, I don't know.
Dad, I'll see what I can do, okay?" When the call ended, I did not ask Skippy to fabricate a freaking tractor. Valkyrie's fabricators needed maintenance while we were at Jaguar, and even if I could somehow get all the parts cranked out, getting the thing dirt-side and assembled would be a nightmare. So I made a call to Margaret and explained the situation.
"Joe, if you're serious about this, you need to talk to Gas."
"Gas?"
"Sergeant Gastovsky. He operates a sort of clearinghouse for items people need, if you know what I mean."
Gastovsky wouldn't discuss business over the phone, so we arranged to meet when I got dirtside. His operation was in the back half of a warehouse that was partly buried into a hill. Early on, someone had the bright idea to protect ammo dumps by setting them up underground, but water damage from leaks were a maintenance headache, so most of those original structures were sealed off and forgotten. Perfect places for businesses that needed to stay out of sight. Gastovsky was more nervous than I expected a guy like him to be. But probably he didn't deal with senior officers a lot.
"This is, bit unusual, sir."
"Relax, Sergeant. I wore chevrons." I pointed to the rank insignia on his uniform.
before I got yanked into the officer corps. All I want is to reach an agreement with you. A quiet agreement. Jaguar Base isn't under my command.
If you say so, sir.
Look, if one of us is known for doing sketchy stuff, it's not you. I stole a starship from UNEF.
You? He snorted. You did, sir. Okay, what can I do for you?
I need a farm tractor. He blinked in surprise, and he looked like not much surprised him.
A tractor, sir?
Something like a tractor, capable of doing farm work.
That's better. Let me think.
He rubbed the stubble on his closely cropped head.
I got an M168 that could do the job.
The vehicle he referred to was sort of a light-duty, self-propelled crane you might see almost anywhere around the base, lifting and carrying whatever needed to be moved. It had four tall tires and good ground clearance.
I got a lift kit for it and a bunch of towable agricultural equipment.
He looked away, thinking, then back to me.
I can give you a good deal on the plows and that sort of stuff. Didn't think I'd find a customer for it.
He shrugged. If you don't mind me asking, how did you get a 168?
Three got damaged since we got to this rock. They were declared total losses, but instead of being scrapped, I got some guys to rebuild two of them with parts from the other one.
Another shrug.
The extent of the original damage might have been exaggerated.
Uh-huh. Can I see it?
Sir, it's stored at a place you don't want to go. I got photos.
He held out his phone. It looked good. I could imagine my mom driving it wearing a straw hat. She would be thrilled. You have two of these?
One, sir. Sold the other one last week.
He meant the price had gone up recently. What the hell? It wasn't like I had a lot of opportunities to spend my pay. Still, I felt the need to bargain with the guy. He expected it. How much? Wait, before you answer, I need it delivered.
Delivered?
It's not like I can drive the thing out to the boonies.
I get your point.
What's the range on this thing?
It's electric. The batteries can go 90 kilometers, but I can throw in another set of batteries.
That would be plenty for plowing 5 acres of land, or 10 times that. Also, spare parts.
Spares I got, no problem.
Included with the sale and delivery. He pulled out his phone.
Where to?
My folks have a cabin out on the southeast road. You know it?
Never been there, but I can look it up.
He studied his phone.
Okay, that's doable. It will take a couple weeks. I have to schedule around a resupply convoy.
We haggled over the price. It was a lot more than I expected. Not like I cared. Besides, if we failed to stop the elders from wiping out all life in the galaxy, I would have no use for the money. Then he surprised me.
Sir, can I shake your hand?
His face reddened.
I've admired you, the merry band of pirates, your missions for years. It's why I signed up.
Before agreeing to meet Sergeant Gostovsky, I had checked his service record. The guy was a solid soldier. Tough, dedicated, imaginative. Highly rated by his leadership, who might or might not have known about his extracurricular activities. The fact is, every unit has a guy like Gas. Every unit needs a guy who can make things happen unofficially. He had an entrepreneurial drive to make money from his actions. Good for him. Holding out my hand, I asked, "Does this get me a discount?" He laughed.
Admiration doesn't pay the bills. I can throw in a couple cans of paint so a bright yellow M168 isn't obvious to overflights.
Have it painted before delivery?
Deal.
He shook my hand.
Sir, if I can interest you in anything else.
A tractor will be enough, thanks. I got... He pulled a tarp off a table and slid a cardboard crate toward me.
5 bottles of stuff you might find useful if you need something to trade with the Beatles. They call it Burgosh.
That surprised me.
Where did you get Burgosh? I know a guy.
Lifting a bottle from the box, I examined the label. The Gerapta script was a brand I hadn't seen before. Definitely not anything special.
Mind if I... Hey, go ahead. Stuff smells awful to me. You know not to drink it.
Cracking open the funky magnetic seal the Giraptha used on their beverage containers, I held it to my nose and sniffed.
Sergeant, I hate to tell you, but this stuff ain't legit, or you got a bad batch.
He snatched the bottle from me and peered at the label.
I can't read their script, but
the label is probably okay. Somebody found empty bottles and tried to replicate the contents. They did a bad job of it.
You're sure about that?
After a beat, he added, Sir? I've had enough Burgoge burped in my face to recognize the real thing. This version has not enough furniture polish and too much pine saw.
Fuck! Sorry, sir.
Hope I didn't just cost you a lot of money. Shaking his head, he said,
These bottles are on consignment. They're going right back.
He nudged the box.
To the guilty party. No, keep it, sir.
He waved a hand when I tried to give back the bottle I had opened.
It's of no use to me. Knew I shouldn't have trusted that asshole.
It didn't cost you any money.
My reputation is more valuable than any cash, sir. People have to know when they deal with gas. They're getting the genuine article.
Hey, what kind of crops do your folks plan to grow? I explained.
Tell you what, as a thanks for keeping me out of trouble, I'll throw in a bushel of seed corn, the new genetically modified super stuff the Ruhar designed for us.
I'd appreciate it. Sergeant, the Merry Band of Pirates can always use a soldier with initiative. Have you ever thought of...
Thank you, sir, but I'll pass on that opportunity. I like to keep my boots...
He stomped one foot on the concrete floor of the warehouse.
On the ground, rather than the deck of a starship.
Understood. When you get back to Earth, if you're ever looking to get out of the service, look up Skippy's Supply Company. You would fit right in. He laughed.
We heard about the submarine propeller. That is legendary.
A tilt-rotor aircraft brought me down to a clearing near where my parents lived. My sister was there with her husband and the baby. My mother insisted on cooking a big brunch with too much food, and Margaret made a surprise appearance while we were eating. It was great. Really great. It would have been great if my obviously sour mood didn't put a damper on the celebration. I told my family I was just tired, worn out from stress, that I'd be fine in a couple days. Maybe they believed me, maybe they didn't. They did know that whatever was bothering me, asking me about it wouldn't help. Margaret had borrowed a truck for the drive out to my parents' house, and she had to return it to the motor pool. So after a nice dinner cookout, the two of us got into the truck for the drive back. There wasn't a lot of talking, and for sure I didn't mention anything about a wedding. Mostly I stared out the window at the strange alien trees while she drove. At one point, she rested a hand on my leg. I patted her hand, and not in a way that meant I was interested. She lifted a foot off the pedal and the truck slowed, the whine of its electric motor dropping a silence.
What's wrong, honey?
Nothing. I hated lying to her. Sorry, it's just the usual shit.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. I laughed, but I wasn't really laughing. The thing is, Margaret knew how bad things could get for the Merry Band of Pirates, and she knew I was keeping secrets from her.
What I know is you're not telling me everything.
She stared straight ahead, and the truck began moving again.
That's fine. Joe, whatever you need from me, you got it.
She turned to look at me.
Including if you don't need me to say anything.
Right now, I'd like to just enjoy the ride with you, okay? She nodded. Thanks, I added. When we got back to base, we went to the guest quarters that were set aside for me. She had to get up at 0300 local time, and I was exhausted, so we just fell asleep. Or she did. I was awake for a while, long enough that when she got out of bed in the darkness, it surprised me that I'd been asleep at all. I mumbled something, and she kissed my forehead before she went out the door.